Well, there's been a 28% increase in GAA youth membership in Britain over the past 4 years. Now, traditionally, Gaelic games in Britain were played by expats and those with Irish roots. However, nowadays, more and more people are starting to take up GAA. Many have no connection to Ireland other than a love for our national sport, as our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell, has been finding out.
This is Gaelic football and I like playing it because I really like how we get to kick the ball and play matches and do all the passing.
Keep moving!
It's a city where the word football usually triggers conversation about Premier League teams, but here, under the floodlights at Ealing Trailfinders Rugby Club, there's around 150 children playing Gaelic football. Among them is 7-year-old Ailish.
I support Kerry because my granddad was born in Kerry and my mum is Irish and I watch on television sometimes when I go to my granddad's house.
And while many of these children from St. Joseph's GAA Club in West London have Irish parents or grandparents, a growing number have no connection to Ireland at all, like 12-year-old Maya, whose family comes from Poland.
I like it because it's very interacting and it gets me running and being active.
How do you explain it to people who've never seen it before?
Running, catching a ball and kicking it up to yourself and being believing in yourself that you can do it and having fun.
Just a short distance away is Cardinal Wiseman Secondary School, where Gaelic football is on their PE curriculum.
My name is Anne-Marie McLaughlin. I'm deputy head teacher here at the Cardinal Wiseman Catholic School, and I'm also one of the coaches at St. Joseph's Gaelic Football Club, based also in West London. We have a very diverse school population here, and we have lots of different children from different nationalities and backgrounds who absolutely adore playing Gaelic football now. And our core aim is to ensure that children move on to clubs where they can engage in Gaelic football and, move on and play with the county as well.
My name's Erin, I play for St. Joseph's and I'm also on the London under-18 team. I like it because it's just the range of different skills that's needed and it's just great fun, great people who play.
Well done girls, keep it going.
It's a sport they're proud of at Cardinal Wiseman, so much so they invited Irish Ambassador Martin Fraser here today to brief him on what they're doing.
It is now a shared sport across the two islands. Obviously, it's our national sport at home, north and south. There's a lot of people here in Britain who came over and played Gaelic games over the decades, and now we're into new generations, first and second generation kids. And indeed, kids with no Irish connection start to play GAA, and it's very, very good to keep our culture alive here in London. We've contributed so much to this city.
Among the students he met, Jada, who hopes to play for London this year.
My mum's from Italy and my dad's from Brazil. I've decided to pick up Gaelic because it's similar to football, which I also do, but also because it's a fun sport.
Since 2021, London GAA has seen its youth membership climb 20% to almost 2,000 players. Across the whole of Britain, there's been a 28% increase, with almost 5,000 young people now part of the GAA. Back at St. Joseph's Club, where their underage teams are training, we meet Cormac Duffy, Community Development Administrator for London GAA.
The majority of our players would still be of an Irish background or whose parents or grandparents would have moved over and they're trying to keep it going. But you would have seen some of them here tonight. Kids who maybe find out about it through school or through their friends who have no Irish background, and for it to continue to grow and continue to thrive over here into the future, we're going to need to expand outside the traditional Irish community.
And that was Cormac Duffy of London GAA, ending that report from our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell. That's it from us for today. Thanks for listening, and thanks also to our team. On sound today was Mark McGrath. Our broadcast coordinators were Leon Dunn and Stephen Higgins, and the editor was Conor Barons. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, from myself, Fiona Mitchell, and all the team, thanks for listening, and have a very good afternoon.